70% recidivism rate released criminals repeating the crimes. It is true, soft judges produce hardened criminals. Why do Americans allow their said representative government to allow for three crimes, you know, three strikes and you're out, to be committed before giving harsher sentences? Why do Americans allow their representative government to rehabilitate criminals inside of the walls of prison, but outside the walls of prison, they are allowed to instruct and to direct them as to how to commit more crimes? Can we say a whole lot of hypocrisy? Are we as a people so blind as to see that Hollywood, television, music, and movie stars, as they are called, and video games that are sold to the young under the guise of free speech are instructing the young as to how they are to commit the crime?
Cruz told authorities he went on the four-day purge based on the 2013 movie entitled The Purge. That purge cost him three consecutive life sentences for murder. He entered a guilty plea in a plea bargain arrangement to avoid the death penalty.
And when the crime is then committed, they are then thrown into the prison system to be further molded and instructed into other crimes. Did you know that the American version of what is called the correctional institutions makes $64 billion a year? Quite the moneymaker, isn't it? Can we say a system of indulgence? Why is there no fear of God showing them the consequences in which deters the crimes before the crime is committed? Why is a Bible given to the criminals when they get into prison rather than giving them a Bible before offending God and man? After all, prevention is better than cure. Sounds like crime rather than justice is the goal here. Is this what the Lord warned us of when he told us in Mark 7, 8 through 9? You disregard and neglect the commandment of God and cling faithfully to the tradition of men. You are experts at setting aside and nullifying the commandment of God in order to keep your man-made tradition and regulations. Though he was talking of ceremonial law here, it would be prudent on our part to acknowledge that this also applies to his moral laws, statutes, and judgments as well. As a matter of fact, in Deuteronomy 4, 5 through 8, the scriptures are very clear. Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me, that you should do so in the land whither you go to possess it. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day? Maybe this explains why there are not only so many repeat offenders, but also why so many criminals mock the law and the Lord. Then again, how could it be otherwise when you make void God's commandments and putting man's in its place? I mean, take a look for a moment, if you will. Mall shooter receives 90 consecutive sentences in murdering 23 people? Really?
That they gave him an option to avoid the death penalty because...
Another repeat criminal receives a 244-year sentence? What? The Bible only promises 70 to 80 years in strength, so how could this be possible? It isn't. Again, this is man's commandments in making the Lord's void. No justice, friends? There's going to be no peace. Many criminals admit that if they were freed, that they would go out and commit the crimes all over again.
Now Osuna is once again a murder suspect, fulfilling the promise he made 2 years ago. A warning, he wouldn't stop killing.
I don't have no sympathy. I'm sadistic. I really don't care. I'll do it and I'll do it again over and over and over.
You look back on that at 53.
Yeah.
Do you feel any regret?
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, I'm Alex Newman, international journalist. I cannot recommend them highly enough. The work that Bradley and the Sons of Liberty are doing is absolutely critical to the church, the nation, to our families. And so I hope you will support them as I support them. This is one of the brave, courageous voices standing firm for what is right.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we're going to be talking about what precipitates war. You guys have all heard that before, friends. What's the first casualty in every war? The truth. What's under attack, friends? It's almost humorous, but it's not. It's very devastating because people are allowing the truth to fall in the streets, Isaiah 59. So we're going to get to that in just a little bit. I want to do my best to show you, because our forefathers told us this is what we're supposed to do. Show the people the crimes that are being committed against the innocent. You know, and I got a thought there, because earlier, when I was talking to my wife, I was just talking about some of the things that I'm going to share with you today. Very heart-wrenching. It's incredible, because you know we all know who the bad guys are, and I'll get to more of this too as well in a couple minutes. We all know who the bad guys are. And the question is that needs to be begged to the American people. So why is it the innocent paying the price for the guilty? And then I thought, wait a second. Jesus was delivered up into the hands of sinners. And we are the ones that are guilty of actually having him appended to that cross. The Bible clearly tells us that he took the iniquity of us all. He took our guilt and he put it on his son, his innocent son, who was without spot or blemish. He was the Lamb and is the Lamb of God without spot or blemish. He is the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. Through what? His blood. He is the propitiation. And I thought to myself, wait a second, we are the ones that are guilty of putting him, the guilty of putting him up on the cross. And that ought to bring us to repentance right then and there, because we're the ones that are guilty of breaking God's law. And that was the reason for Jesus and his sacrifice and his atonement at one meant was to redeem us back unto the Father through the death of his son. But there's also a life too. And I'm not going to get into the doctrine of the justification of faith, although I love that talk. The just shall live by faith. Oh my goodness, folks. He was delivered up for our offenses, but he was also risen for our justification. That is the door hinge on the entire gospel. If that's gone, everything else is gone. If that's gone, everything else is gone. That's another show, but I'm just thinking out loud. But folks, we're going to get to this. I just want to show you some of the things that are taking place, okay? Because we all know what the problem is. We all know who the bad guys are. We all know that the mainstream media and corrupt politicians and these unconstitutional agencies have been used to browbeat us into submission to what? To what point? To accept their crimes, as if to say within ourselves, there's nothing we can do about anything that they're doing to us. That is baloney. That is absolute baloney. It's a lie straight from hell. And the Lord wants us all to get this right, friends, so we can put this into perspective in dealing with those that think that they're above the law, just like the devil himself. What did the Lord give us as an example? Well, the Bible tells us he was what? I saw him come down like lightning, okay? He dethroned him. Because if you look at Isaiah 14, Satan wanted to ascend his throne above God's. That's what corrupt politicians do. That's what these elitists do. This is what they want you to believe. They're above the law. No, they are not. No, they are not. It is for the people to right the wrongs in righting themselves by dealing with those that are committing the wrongs. And again, we're going to get to that in just a couple minutes. Before we get to that, I want you to check out sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's who we are, what it is that we've been doing. Folks, we're in talks right now about addressing and doing some more high schools, and I'm really looking forward to that because I'll tell you what, in many ways, that was the best part of our ministry. We've done 365 of them in 25 different states, from Minnesota all the way to Florida. Well, we got an event coming up in Indiana. We're in talks right now of doing another event at in southern Minnesota. And we got the Minnesota State Fair coming up. We just, by the way, friends, just set up yesterday. We're on the bottom floor of the grandstand on the east end. We're going to be there for 12 days. 12 days in a row from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. If you want to be a part of that, give us a call, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, the people are coming to us there, right? Is it not the heart of God? Jesus said in Matthew 4:19, follow me and I'll cause you to become what? Fishers of men. If you have no desire for others to be saved, you can rest assured that you yourself are not saved. But if you want to go out there and not say, like the Lord said, pray. Hey, he said, say not that there's yet 4 months before the harvest. He said, pray that the Lord of the harvest will send forth laborers. That's us. The Lord asked the question, who will go? We're raising both of our hands saying, Lord, send us. But don't do without signs and wonders, friends. Do not do it, Lord, without making yourself manifest that you cause all men to find their faith, not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God. 1 Corinthians 2:5. And I'm also thinking of 1 Corinthians 4:20, where it says, the kingdom of God is not in word, but it is in power. And also signs and wonders, Hebrews 2:4. How God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles and with gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. That's where men need to find their faith. They don't need to find their faith in man's wisdom. Because listen, if man can be, he has the ability to talk someone into, making a decision which is unscriptural for Jesus, guess what? They can be talked out of it by man. But when the Lord puts something in you, no devil in hell can take it out of you. And that's what I want to see. That's real conversion, friends. Not those that need to go to the altar, which is unscriptural as well. Every week, two times a week, confessing to the Lord how sorry they are. And they walk outside the church building, they go do it again. Now, that's not repentance, friends, because there's no godly repentance. There's no repentance or fruit brought forth through repentance. And I'm thinking of 2 Corinthians 7:10 and 11. Read those scriptures when you get a moment as well. Now, again, I got to go and let you know, if you want to check us out, know where we're at. We got the schedule on sonsoflibertymedia.com, the schedule. And throughout the show, friends, I'll show you on social media platforms, which is sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe, and or before it's news.com, top left side of that page. You can watch the show, but I'm going to be showing you exactly what's available at the store per your request on sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. Also wanted to let you know, folks, here we are. We worked on it. Us and BBS, Sons of Liberty and BBS and Don and Doug over there and DJ and all those other guys, they took painstaking efforts throughout the last month and a half to get the phone line set up. And thank you for the calls on Saturday. Totally appreciate it. At first, I was giving you the wrong number, but I'm going to give you the right number right now, okay? That number is 281-845-4704. Again, 281. You can contend, you can add to, you can take away, whatever the case might be. 281-845-4704. We're going to come back, and I'm going to come out slamming it when we come back on the other side of this break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com.
If you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life. Books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary, regenerative, plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com. Or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of two decades, and in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I don't even know where to start. I got to show you this, and I want to answer questions in the minds of people, and it's the most basic answers, so simplistic. Remember, Jesus said that a child is the model of heaven, okay? And I'm going to give you answers to what I'm going to propose right now. Look at this, okay? This is happening right now in America, okay? Free abortions, vasectomies will be available to DNC attendees in Chicago. I have a question for all of you. Can somebody please show me in state statute, constitutional enumeration of laws under God, where our government ever had the right given to them by God to tell the people within the United States of America that it's okay because you have a right to go ahead and murder your babies? Can anybody find that for me? 281-845-4704. Isn't that interesting? The government says that you can murder your own child. I got to put the correlation up there. This is the same government that tells you, you better take our vaccines because we're here because of your health. We know better than you do. These are the people that say murder babies, up to 70 million. That's equivalent to 18 states, right? They're also the ones trying to tell you, you better take our vaccines, that are now responsible for how many deaths? And they're still promoting it? Hey, folks, got a question for you. You are the government. Where did your said representative get delegated authority from me and you to go ahead and say it's okay to murder your baby at the DNC, which is unconstitutional? Can somebody show me that, please? Because I can tell you the lawgiver, the one that gave us the right to do the right thing. Remember, Charles D. Montesquieu said, liberty is the right to do what God permits, what his law permits, period. Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13. Common sense comes into play. They never received a right from God to murder its own children because we never gave them that delegated authority to do so. But what happens? They do it because the people allow them to do it. I know I had a guy the other day say, you know what, I'm really tired of you pointing your finger back at the American people for the crimes that are being committed. Well, I got a question for you. If I put this up to you and I say that every country deserves the government that it has, and we the people, starting out in the preamble in the U.S. Constitution, is the government, then who's responsible for 70 million babies? What are you getting mad at me for? Didn't King David say in Psalm 109, verse 5, that I was hated for my love? Didn't Jesus say who was the seed of him in the flesh? Romans 1 verse 3. Isn't it interesting that Jesus said the world cannot hate you, but me it hateth because I testify against the deeds that they're guilty of, right? See, there's no excuse for their crime. That's why they crucify those that tell you the truth. But here's the American people saying, I'm tired of you telling us that we're the responsible party. Well, guess what? I don't care if you like it or not. The bottom line is you are the responsible party. Babies are being murdered today in America because over 325.9 million people have allowed a small percentage of people to commit the crimes against the innocent in the womb, which God himself says, I hate hands that shed innocent blood. If you're not going to be jacked, you talk for very angry and indignant over that, then I can't help you. But I am here to tell you that if you fail to deal with it, the consequences are going to be brought right upon your own head. Read 21 of verse 7 in Proverbs. Which one's love? To warn you before you stand before the Lord on judgment day and giving you the knowledge of your sin before him? In hopes that by the power of the Holy Ghost who brings the conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment, that he works godly repentance in you now that you might be saved to stand up and bring forth fruits of repentance by standing up against those that are murdering the innocent. Hey, folks, why does it happen? Because the people in this country allow it to happen. Here, I want to say something real quick. You know, I noticed quite a bit, you know, some guy just about a week and a half ago came to one of my friends and said, you know, I'm trying to figure out why Bradley gets all this traffic, but yet nobody's leaving any comments. And I'm saying to myself, well, if you read the Bible, but I know that you call yourself a Christian and you apparently haven't read that Bible, although it is the first prerequisite in John 7:17 and that of 2 Corinthians 2:15. And I'm not being sarcastic. It's just what I deal with constantly, just like Jesus did. How many times and how many chapters did and how much time did the Lord himself spend on just rebuking the religious hypocrites throughout Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John? Continuously. And Jesus told us to beware of it. Remember in Mark 8:15? Yeah, he said, beware of their wicked doctrines in both the church and in government. You walk right through the center of that because this is about the souls of men. Go out there and seek and save that which is lost. Go to the lost sheep of Israel. They're the ones that are going to hear. Remember, Jesus said even the whores and the harlots will go in before they will. That's right, because they have ears to hear and they have eyes to see. But I want to go back to something really quick because I want you to see this. I noticed that people love, and there's much I can say in this, and maybe I should just take the time to do it right now. But there's much to be thought of when I bring this up. Because when you look at the book of John, and you see that the Bible says that Jesus spoke boldly, right? And I'm talking about John 7:26. Jesus spoke boldly. That means he was forward to danger. It means he didn't have the spirit of fear, but he had the power of what? Love and of a sound mind, okay? He wasn't afraid of those that he was going to. He went unto his own, yet his own received him not. They rejected him, and because they rejected him, judgment fell upon him. On them, 40 years later, after the Passion of the Christ. But I want you to pay attention, because you'll notice it throughout the prophets. People are saying, well, Bradley, why do you get so many numbers but hardly any comments? What do you say to the Word of God? How do you give counsel to your Creator? I mean, some people almost act like the Lord is giving suggestions. Yes, he says, yes, let us come together and let us reason. Yes, yes. In every fashion, the Lord, through all of his characteristics, made every appeal to men to come unto him. But you know what? The bottom line is, he's a judge in their commandments. They're not suggestions. I brought this up on Saturday's show. You know, isn't it interesting? We hear the churches today, they make a gentle appeal for people to come make a decision for Jesus Christ. Isn't that crazy? They make a gentle appeal for people to make a decision for Jesus Christ. But did you know that that's unscriptural? Because when you look at, and I want you to listen to this carefully, folks, okay? I want you to listen carefully, because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man, Jesus Christ, whom he hath ordained. Wherefore he hath given assurance to all men that he hath raised him from the dead. Was it a suggestion or was it a command? Does the Bible tell us in 18:18 of Deuteronomy that he will require every word of the mouth that has been rejected by man? It will be required of them, and that is Jesus Christ. Which, by the way, tells us in 18:15 and 18:18 of Deuteronomy that the Lord's going to raise up a prophet like unto me, and this is what he's going to require, and you're going to have to answer for it. Do or die. Period. No in-betweenites, right? But again, let's go back to the point that the Bible tells us in John 7:26 that they said nothing to him. Why? Because he spoke boldly. The Bible says that he was one that had authority, and not as the scribes and the Pharisees. He wasn't a religious hypocrite. Hey, folks, I'm just giving you the bottom lines to the judge's word. And rest assured that they are commandments. That's why people don't leave comments, is because there's no debate. Here's another thing. You know, one of the things that I don't do here is I don't sit there and bring up guest after guest after guest after guest after guest after guest on this show as if to suggest I care about their opinion in the face of God's. I'm not saying that to disregard man. I am saying it in honor to the King, number one. But number two, I don't care about men's opinions. I care about those that are out there actually doing something and getting the job done according to the Word of God, period. Hey, folks, is it true? You already know who all the bad guys are. Is it true? You know them by name. You know all of... Do we have to have another guest up on the show to highlight more crimes of the corrupt that have been highlighted a million times over? Nope, that's the wrong answer, Americans. Justice is what guards your liberties, and justice is what is being left off by the people that can bring it concerning the wicked. Okay? See, when you talk like that, according to the Word of God, there's no debate. There's no compromise. This isn't a diplomatic radio show. No, it is written. Let it be written. Let it be done. That's the objective. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747, and start making a difference in your world today.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747, and start making a difference in your world today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. I know that this is one of those shows where we're probably not going to get a lot of calls, but hey, folks, if you feel the way that I do, you know, the Bible is very clear that we're supposed to take vengeance upon all disobedience when our obedience is fulfilled. And what's happening in this country is just way, way out there. And what the American people are becoming accustomed to is the bad guys doing what the bad guys do. And you're supposed to just roll over in the face of it and say, okay, well, there's nothing we can do about it. No, there's nothing we can do about it. And it's being cast into our teeth by the Lord through judgment because we're not willing to do anything about it. This is insane. I mean, it really is. If you're just joining us now, I just highlighted free abortions, vasectomies, available at the DNC. Attendees in Chicago. Hey, and again, don't get all caught up in this. A lot of this is just driving support to Donald Trump. 1,250 other presidential candidates that are being suppressed and censored because they don't want you to pay attention to the fact that Donald Trump is just as responsible as what's happening over there in the DNC. You've just seen, friends. I know that made some people mad. I hope it does make you mad, but guess what? You're guilty of the crime if you continuously support your oppressors that are advocating what God condemns, period. You're an accomplice to the crime. We're talking about what precipitates war. People's apathy. That's what precipitates war. That's why we're sitting back. And now the new one is Tim Walz and Kamala Harris and all their treasonous acts being committed against the American people. And you know what was on the front page of the paper today at the grocery store, friends? About how they're going to go out there and shine during the debates. Isn't it interesting? The American people have now taken on that it's okay for government to do what they are supposed to do in contrast to what they are doing. And it's okay because there's nothing we can do about it. As they murder off your generation. Wow. Wow. Why is it happening? Because the American people are allowing it. Here, I want to give you a quote from a president, James Garfield, 1877. Listen carefully to what he said. He said, "Now more than ever before, the people are responsible for for the character of their Congress. Who is Congress? Their said representatives. If that body be ignorant Americans, reckless Americans, and corrupt Americans, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption. But on the other side, if it be intelligent, brave, and pure, it is because the people demand these high qualities to represent themselves." How about those that profess to be Christians? Don't you think that they would rise to the level of expectation and actually magnify the law, the moral law of God against the crimes? I mean, because when I look at state statutes and I look at all your capital buildings, I can see Moses all over the place. I mean, the American people today are allowing their corrupt politicians, again, hand in glove, working with the mainstream media who's controlled by the subversives, the destabilizers, the CIA, the American version of the Gestapo, said President Truman back in 47. They're sitting back and they're watching them do everything in contrast to what they're supposed to be doing. So guess what? If you don't magnify God's law, Isaiah 42, 21, Matthew 5, 17, you know what happens when you don't magnify the law? The criminals magnify themselves against the people. Where justice dies, what rises? Where justice dies, tyrants rise. And it's exactly what's going on. I want to make a message real clear to all the bad guys that monitor everything I do. Every single one of you, listen carefully. Listen carefully. Truth crushed to the earth will rise again. Truth crushed to the earth will rise again. My truth that I speak here is that lion that I just merely preach his word. I let it go and it defends itself. Because there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and there's nothing hid that shall not be made known, and it's happening right now through the Sons of Liberty. This is ridiculous. One of the things that I was just talking about a couple minutes ago is something that I've noticed on programs. And what they do is they magnify the crimes of the criminals that we already know are guilty of crimes. And they have another show highlighting another crime. And they have another show highlighting another crime. How about we have a show where we actually understand that we are the law and we condemn the criminals and we highlight the fact that we are not going to tolerate your crimes any longer because we walk in the fear of God in a healthy way. You can walk in it in a diabolical way because we are obedient to the things of God. That's what our forefathers did. For those that haven't taken the time to read the Declaration of Independence, do yourself a favor and understand that 3/4 of that documentation were the crimes of the king across the pond that our forefathers would not tolerate. That's the message our forefathers gave to us. The whole foundation of our government is premised on God's judgment, said James Madison. Period. Period. Look what we have become, people. Look what this country has become. You wonder why it's being turned into a hell. It's because you have forgotten your God. You have forgotten that they were commandments. You have forgotten that he told you to enforce his law against their crime. How all of a sudden, 40 years later, any one of these politicians would have been thrown in prison for their crimes long ago, for the smallest of, but yet now it's okay for them just poke their head out, come out of the closet, and show the world how corrupt they are, and there's nothing you can do about it. That's not at all American government. That's not why American government's called the light of the world. We're called the light of the world because we keep the judgments of God. Read Isaiah 51, verse 4. Americans have forgotten that. Why? Because they're corrupt, just like the president said. Just like he said. Now more than ever, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress, of their representatives. If that body be ignorant, the people, reckless and corrupt, the people, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption. It's exactly where America is at today. And you know what the American people do today, friends, in the face of the God that works all things to the good of those that are called according to his purposes? You know what they do? They spit in his face and they say, you know what? There's nothing we can do about it. Shame on you. The bad guys are scared to death because they know that the power lies in the obedient. And you know what obedience is within a Christian, friends? That is heaven. Obedience within Christians is heaven. Because the Holy Ghost is given to those that obey. Acts 5:32, 29, right? Yeah, that's right. Let's go on to the next one here. I want to show you something. And this is, I got to tell you. I want to show this video to you. It's a little boy. He's 6 years old. And I'm just going to play the video for you. You'll hear the audio. Well, I'll read it through because I don't know that there is any audio. It's a little boy and his dad takes him to the gym. And I'll let you go ahead and observe the rest. A six-year-old boy dies after dad forced him to run on the treadmill because he was fat. His little boy is skinny as a rail. Okay. Let's watch. Christopher Greger, a dad in New Jersey, made his son Corey run on a treadmill at a local New Jersey gym. 6 years old. Okay. Claiming that the little boy was too fat. You can see he's a skinny little beautiful guy. Video evidence showed that Corey repeatedly fell off the treadmill as Gregory increased the speed every time he fell off. Okay, so he falls once and places him back on, grabs him by the neck and arm multiple times and then throws him back up on this running treadmill. After so many times of this reoccurring theme here with his dad, the dad took Corey to the hospital after the boy woke up slurring his speech and stumbling. Look what he's doing to his little six-year-old boy. One day after the trip to his doctor, Corey died. An independent forensic pathologist, Dr. Thomas Andrew, was brought in to review Corey's case and rule the little boy had been chronically abused. I want you to see this because this is what the generation behind us is doing, the same way that this older man, the older generation, is doing to the younger generation. This little boy's looking up at his dad saying, "What are you doing to me?" I want you to look at him when he falls off. I want you to just picture yourself being in that room when his dad is doing this to him. Look at the little boy looking up at him like, okay, now he's got to get up on it. And the dad keeps making it go faster and faster. Hey, folks, it's not just abortion. Look what's happening to our little people. A dad will take his little six-year-old boy. His little boy's looking up at him like, "Dad," I mean, I don't suspect that he was looking at his dad like his dad was trying to hurt him. I think he was looking up at his dad like saying, "Dad, okay, I'll get up and do it again if that's what you want me to do, because I want to do everything in the world to make you happy." And what happened? The dad takes him by the neck and throws him up on the treadmill. And he makes it go faster and faster as it just throws the little boy off. Then he goes to the hospital and he's got a ruptured spleen and a heart. You know what's going to happen, Americans? I want you to know what's going to happen. This dad is going to go to jail for 3 to 7 years. And you know what's going to happen after 3 to 7 years? Oh, and I got to tell you, you're paying for what they call rehabilitation. You're paying for that man to be allegedly rehabilitated, a 74% recidivism rate. That means they repeat the crime again and again. When they go to prison, they're taught to be more of a criminal. And then they go out and commit a crime again. More heinous than what they were before. Hey, folks. Is this what the Lord says when he talks about his justice and judgment? Nope, he said a life for a life. He said an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a wound for a wound, and a blow for a blow.
At the Sons of Liberty,
we're going to get right back to this in a moment.
We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, my name is Dan. Hearing Bradley Dean speak for the very first time rocked my world. He preaches in the bold, uncompromising style of John the Baptist, bringing inspiring message of clarity, conviction, holiness, hope, and healing. He awakens the spiritual warrior and the true believer while bringing encouragement to the weary soul. God bless you, brother.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Mike Lindell here, and like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues. And I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country great. Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest. So call Genesis Gold Group now at 800-385-GOLD. That's 800-385-4653. Or go to bbsradiogold.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSradio.com. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. What precipitates war? The apathy and tolerance of the American people. Hey, folks, my message is one of love, not of hate. Read your Bible. Leviticus 19:17 tells us we're not supposed to hate our brothers. We're not to allow sin to be upon him. We're to reprove him. We're to correct him. We're to instruct him. And then the rest is on him, not on us. But if he commits a crime against God and his moral law in this country, then it's on us, and then we deal with him accordingly. That is scriptural. That is state statute. Do you know that many of the crimes that are being tolerated by the people in this country today, like sodomy, did you know that they're still in the books as felonious activity? They're felons. They're called crimes against nature, as Romans 1:26. Wow. Can't make it up. Just can't make it up. I was highlighting earlier how people, they have all these comments on their broadcast. And you know what they do all day long, show after show? They have guests. They have guests that highlight new crimes of the same criminals. That reminds me of the Epicureans and the Stoics. that the Bible tells us in Acts 17, 18. What does it tell us? It tells us that certain philosophers of the Epicureans and of the Stoics encountered him, and some said, what will this babbler say, or a babbler say? Or some, he seemeth to be a setter forth of strange gods, because he preached unto them Jesus and the resurrection. See, there is resolve in our conversations. We don't have to continuously highlight the crimes of corrupt politicians that are guilty of the crimes that I just highlighted during the first, second, and third segment. And where does that come back to? It comes back to the people that allow their corrupt politicians to advocate for the crimes that God condemns. I was highlighting abortion. I was highlighting the fact that at the DNC now, friends, unconstitutional, completely made up, political language that's made to make lies sound truthful. Same thing with the RNC, completely unconstitutional. By the way, the RNC, as you all the well know, friends, again, completely unconstitutional, now just took off abortion and sodomy from their platform. So what's the difference between them and the left? The same thing that I've always said, absolutely nothing. But look at this. What are they doing? Free abortions, vasectomies. Come on down to the DNC in Chicago. It's against the law, Americans. And if you're not going to enforce the law, the criminals are going to go ahead and continuously live a lawless lifestyle. And it's going to be on your head. Because you tolerate it. That's why this is happening. Okay? Isn't that interesting? Did you know that the DOJ, the Department of, let me say the DOIJ, the Department of Injustice, because that's what it is. They're now putting people in jail or trying to prosecute those that stand in the way of those that mean to murder their own babies. Why is it that they become so emboldened, friends? Because the people would have it so. Let me go back one more time. I was just highlighting the fact that you have all these shows and all these comments by the people. You know, I've given out the number three times, 281-845-4704. Notice how I didn't get any phone calls today yet? Because there's no debate. There's no compromise. There's no diplomatic answer to God's commandments. Nope, none. And the only argument against the word of God is an unholy lifestyle. How's that working out for you and your country that's being turned into hell? Psalm 9, 6, and 17. It's not. It's not at all. But you know, when you see people continuously promote another guest highlighting more of the crimes of those that are guilty of crimes, and you all the while know that they're guilty of crimes, instead of actually pointing the finger at the Word of God and pointing the finger back at the responsible party, the people, and telling them to get busy and bring about resolve, what do? They highlight another crime. I mean, folks, how many crimes of the Bushes have been highlighted? Let's just go back to the Bushes. How many crimes of Barack Obama have been highlighted? Whatever happened? Whatever happened to the crimes, all the crimes committed by the Clintons? We still hear about those all day. Same thing with Obama. What about all the crimes concerning Biden and Kamala Harris? And oh, and absolutely Donald Trump, because if Donald Trump would have drained the swamp, we wouldn't have had a Joe Biden or a Kamala Harris. He would have dealt with Obama. Remember, he said he was the worst president in American history until he got into office. And then when he got into office, he said before the cameras, first class, about Barack Obama. Hey, folks, you know what the objective to a politician is today? Because it's become a lucrative business for the scoundrels. The goal of the politicians are to see who can lie better than their opponents and get away with it. And you know what's sad about it? The problem with the American people is that they haven't figured it out, that it's all on you. I mean, that's just crazy. That's absolutely just insane. I'm going to take my friend Diana, who I haven't heard from in over a month and a half, and I am so happy to hear you. How are you, kiddo?
Hey, I'm doing great. I appreciate all that you do and what you say. Boy, when I get to hear you live, it's really quite the treat. And I wanted to call in and let you know that, you know, when we're out here in public every day, we each are given opportunities to make connections with people. And, you know, I pray each day that each of us would consider that before the Lord when we start our day. And he would put us in touch with people and make connections with people that are lost or people that can, you know, really do something. So while I was at the Northwest Montana Fair over the weekend, the representatives, they set up these booths. And so I actually stopped by and talked to several people along the way. One of them is a local representative, and we talked about impeaching the Montana Supreme Court justices and bringing justice upon their heads, because they last week approved a bill or something, or they tried to make a ruling saying that it's okay for underage girls to have abortions without parental consent.
They've been working hard at this for a long time, and I have been blowing that trumpet as well, Ezekiel 33 verse 3, the whole chapter as a matter of fact, for 20 years, because I noticed that in school. The kids are being subjected to the nurses, the teachers, to get them to do just that. And these crimes, again, are on the people, namely the parents that are dropping their kids off to be illegally indoctrinated, as you all the well know, Diana. But again, this just goes back to the point that I'm making. This is crime that stinks to high heaven, and it's on the people for allowing their said representative government to commit the crimes that they're doing. I mean, the people almost act like it's not their responsibility to right the wrongs, Diana. Have you noticed this?
Yes, it's a complete, like, apathetic, just like people's souls are completely dead. They feel like they don't have any skin in the game. Wasn't it the one guy that said, oh, good, that won't happen in my generation?
Yeah.
Or was it Hezekiah, maybe? I don't know. I can't remember offhand. But, you know, like, it's we need to hold these people accountable. They are representatives. They are not, you know what, they cannot make lawful that which is illegal.
That's right. That's right.
It is unfathomable to me how people will just rather sit back and just listen to the problems instead of speaking up and saying, look, we need to do something. So when I saw this representative, he's actually from the district over from me, but I did talk to him, and I've met him before, and we talked about it seriously. And those that were all also at the booth, they're also representatives. They said to me, oh, you sound just like him. His name is Lucas Schubert. And so he said in one of his campaign promises, too, that he was looking at judicial reform and how we need to hold them accountable, especially for things such as, you know, abortion, which is the legalized murder of a certain group of people. Imagine if the Supreme Court just decided one day it's okay to put to death a certain, I don't know, people of an ethnic.
Oh, it's coming. It's coming.
There's no reasoning with people that are completely evil, and they do need to be removed. They do need to be brought to justice. And the law has already provided a ways and means to do all of this.
That's right. So Diana, I got to
twiddle.
Yep. Yep. No, no, I don't mean to cut you off, but the show's coming to an end right now. Can I go ahead and close with my thoughts concerning what you
Certainly.
Said? Thank you for the call. Totally appreciate you, Diana. Folks, here, Article 3, Section 1 tells us that judges sit during good behavior. Their job is to discover God's law and apply it, condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. If they don't do that, they're subject to impeachment for the smallest jot or tittle infraction of the law that they're supposed to uphold. That's found in Article 2, Section 4. You have provision to impeach them. Once they're impeached, you are to prosecute them. Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, because the whole purpose that they are there is to uphold God's moral law, which we are what? We are settled upon. We are fixed upon fundamentally in this country through common law. I want to say this. No enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God. Folks, I just got started with this show. My goodness. No enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God. Love you by what we do. See ya.